As a youth, he moved in and out of foster care homes, or he lived on the streets of London. And to cope with his parents' abandonment, singer Alex Boye turned to music and a belief in Jesus Christ. But it wasn't until he was serving an LDS mission that he performed for the first time in public. He eventually spent 4 years as the lead singer of a popular boys band. It was while touring in Europe he decided to leave the group and move to Salt Lake City, where he could be with members of his faith, eventually meeting then-director of the Mormon Tabernacle Choir, Craig Jessup, who was impressed with Boye's Nigerian descent and how it had influenced his music. Throughout the years, Mr. Boye and the current dean of the USU Kane College of the Arts, Craig Jessup, have worked together on a number of different projects. The next will be in Logan on Friday, October 26th, during a performance at the Kent Concert Hall with USU's chamber singers, African drummers, and for the first time in history, producers of the Broadway show The Lion King are allowing Boye to sing the show's version of the hit Circle of Life. I spoke with Mr. Boye about the conversation he and Dr. Jessup had when it was suggested Alex audition to become a member of the famous choir.
Then I said, "But I'm really worried. I don't read music too well, and you know, I've never sung in a choir before. I'm a solo type guy." And he says, "Well, don't worry. I'll be the judge of that." And so he had a lot of faith in me, and I've got to tell you, it's changed my musical direction, and my the type of music that I've been learning has just totally just enhanced everything about me musically. So I'm really, really grateful that he gave me that chance.
Yeah, because you were doing some work in a boys band in London for a number of years. So maybe choir with the Mormon Tabernacle Choir wasn't up there on your list.
Yeah, they're very, very far down. But you know what's ironic about it is actually that I'm going to be singing the Lion King song with Larissa Pelotu, and that's actually the same song that I actually met Craig Jessup and that he called me to do. So it's kind of a special moment for me.
Now, this is a rendition of the Lion King Circle of Life that is normally heard on Broadway. This will be the first time that it will be performed off the Broadway stage.
That's right. We just got permission for it, and we were told that we have to burn all the manuscripts and the music right afterwards. So it would never be allowed to be performed again. That's kind of pretty cool, I think.
Now, you talked about your African culture, and that will be a big part of the performance on the 26th. There will be some African drumming. It's really going to kind of take in the cultural aspects of your heritage, and that's important to you.
Yes, absolutely. We're going to be singing one song, actually. I'm going to be doing a song called Peponi, which I did with the piano guys, which has over 10 million hits on YouTube right now, and I'm going to be performing it also with the video in the background. It's going to be so cool.
Why is it that you decided to incorporate this part of your heritage with your music?
It just became something that was, you know, it was just a natural process. And it was funny because, not that I was fighting it, but every time people called me to do a session or something, they said, "Do you know any African stuff? Can you put some African kind of stuff, you know?" And so I kept getting called from the piano guys to the tap choir and many different projects. So I just thought, you know what? People are doing this because they feel that that's part of me, so I should embrace it also. And music has just taken so much more of an exciting turn for me since I've done that. I'm working on an album called Africanized, where I take pop music and I fuse it with African music. And it's just going down so well. It's getting such a great response.
Now, have you actually lived in Africa?
Oh, yeah. When I was really young, though. I was about, from when I was 2 till 5, I lived in Nigeria. And I haven't been back since, actually, I went back the first time to Africa 3 months ago and kind of just revisited with my roots again. And it just opened me up again. And so, you know, it's something that just really, I get really excited about.
And I guess we'll see some of that excitement on stage.
Yeah, you will.
Again, you'll be performing with the Utah State University Chamber Singers during a performance at the Kent Concert Hall on October 26th. And you are currently a member of the Mormon Tabernacle Choir, but you're also working on some new releases and projects.
Yeah.
And during that concert on Friday, you'll be performing for the first time off stage, off Broadway, the Broadway version of The Lion King's Circle of Life. Well, Alex Boye, it's been a pleasure speaking with you, and we look forward to your return to Logan.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much. Good talking to you.
For details about Friday night's concert, go to upr.org. I'm Carrie Bringhurst for Utah Public Radio.